What's up, my jiu-jitsu? Thank you for tapping in. And this week, we are live in studio at AKA Forge. Shout out to Coach Al for letting us film here. Yeah, DJ, what's up, man? It's been a minute, bro. It's been a while.
I haven't seen you since what, like January 20th?
It had to be January 20th.
Yeah. January 20th. It's been a minute. It's been a long fucking time. I feel awkward on camera again.
Man, I still got technical issues to work out. And, it's a new... I'm getting used to everything. I really wanted to get you on the webcam version. But there's just so many still technical issues got to work out.
Yeah, nah. Not only that, I wasn't really prepared because I was moving and whatnot. I didn't know where none of my stuff was. My computer. My computer, my charger, none of it. So it wouldn't have been like viable for me.
Yeah, I think what we do with Ross, he just used his phone, bro. He just used his phone. So we'll have to figure it out at some point. I got to hit up my man Raf and see what the heck he's doing because he seems to have it locked down. This whole digital thing is confusing to me, man.
Nah, I think it's getting that Zoom footage right. But as soon as you get the Zoom footage right, it's the audio you're struggling with.
Audio and then just how to structure it and everything.
Nah, I feel you. Well, I'm talking to you like I do the editing.
Man. So what's up, bro? What's new? Talk to me.
Nothing, man. Just moved. I'm a little farther from both the gyms now. I'm like probably like 35 minutes from Misfits and like an hour from here.
35 ain't too bad, though. That's not too bad.
35 is not too bad. I've been super busy, so I haven't really trained since, like, mid-February, a little bit after Valentine's Day.
Okay.
But other than that, I've been back in. My hand feels weird. My grip strength is garbage. But other than that, I know it's like a process.
Yeah. My pinky is starting to give out. I'm wondering if it's going to start looking crooked here in a second.
Bro, I've had crooked pinkies for years. Years, bro.
But I don't want like those mangled fingers, bro. It's not worth it to me.
Picked the wrong sport, G.
Nah.
You picked the wrong sport, G.
I'm just gonna change up my grips, man.
Even like some jujitsu ladies, like if you just look at their hands, mm-hmm. they just look like they're naturally throwing up gang signs, bro. They're fucking mangled. There's nothing you can do about it. All the grips, the tie ups.
Yeah.
You know how many times you jam your, like, whenever you go for, like, you go for a shot and you jam your finger on a thigh or something?
Mm-hmm. Bro, I saw a video the other day. I think it was somebody at B-Team. I don't know who it was, but they went for a takedown and they came up and their finger was like that. I was like, that's nasty.
It's a part of it. It's a part of it now.
Yeah. No, big facts.
Tape your fingers if you don't want it to happen.
Tape your fingers, tape your mouth so you can breathe out of your nose, You ain't heard about that? Mouth taping?
I heard about it when you're asleep. They're taping their mouth in jiu-jitsu?
No, I don't think people are taping their mouth. Some people, I don't know, not me. I breathe out of my nose naturally. Well, not really, because, let's see, so I went all of January solid, not being sick at all. Like, I went through Africa, and, like, the people in my dorm room, they were getting sick. And I was like, I got my immune pills. I'm good. And I'm telling you, bro, I was playing soccer with these kids. The elevation is, like, 4,000. I didn't realize the elevation was that high. So I'm playing soccer with these kids, and I'm just like... like, what the heck?
Starting to break down.
Bro, I was like, okay, so I started doing like my breathing techniques and everything. I'm like, this is not working. My abs are hurting. My whole diaphragm, I'm just passing out dang near. And then my lady was like, you do realize it's like 4,000 or 5,000 elevation here. I was like, oh, that explains a lot. So the elevation is no joke. And I didn't realize how much that really played a part into, I guess, athletics,
Nah, it's funny because Denver, the Mile High City.
Yeah.
I remember in my early 20s, I was in college. I was working out there. I was running there. But I didn't feel like I was in shape. Yeah. I went back home. I felt like an animal. I felt like I couldn't be stopped. But it's like the breathing, like the difference in like air, air quality.
Yeah.
You know? So it was my bad.
No, you good. Yeah, no, that's you know, I guess they talk about that with like the fighters and stuff when they go to Utah.
Utah's disgusting too.
Yeah, they're like, Utah, there's a really big problem with like a lot of fighters like to get out there a week or two ahead of time so they can get like acclimated to the thing.
I'm not even gonna lie, have you ever been to Utah?
Nah, bro, but I am watching American Primeval right now.
Utah, like I used to drive, like deliver in Utah. Mm-hmm. Utah is beautiful, but I would never go to Utah. We'll just leave it at that. I'll never go to Utah.
Why not?
Utah, like I would deliver in Utah, and every stop I made, I would get like I would just feel uncomfortable.
Utah. It's a lot of snow up there.
Yeah, and if you're, okay, you know,
and if you look like charcoal, you know, they don't really like you. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not gonna say that's what I was saying, but they were confused as to why I was there.
I hear the Mormons are really, really genuinely nice people.
So the thing is, I don't think I was like, because it was when I was living in Vegas, so I'd like pass into the Utah border, mm-hmm. and those first immediate like cities and like towns and areas is what I was hitting.
The stop-through towns.
Yeah, I wasn't hitting like Salt Lake or like nothing like that.
Okay.
But driving through those mountains, would do it again.
Yeah, you know, I don't even like driving through, what was that, Grapevine area? You know, so I just drove down from SF last week. I forgot where I stopped off at. But where I stopped off at In-N-Out, man, I'm telling you, everybody was looking at me sideways. I'm like, man, do I really stand out that much?
Well, did you do have, you know, scars to your eyebrows?
Yeah, but I mean, like, I'm just a normal dude, man. I'm just trying to chill, bro.
If you're not smiling and they don't know your personality, they assume you're a Disney villain, bro.
Yeah, you're right. I don't smile when I'm traveling because exactly. I'm hecka angry the whole time.
Not only that, from San Fran to LA is a hell of a drive. It's a mission. Yeah.
So,
isn't it up? Aren't you going up?
No, I'm coming down. I'm coming down. What do you mean?
So, like, go from, oh, never mind. Yeah, you're right. From L.A. to San Fran, you're going up.
Yeah. From L.A. to San Fran, I'm going up. But, yeah, no. I was just going to say, like, yeah, traveling's not fun. Although, I need to get you on this trip to Africa, bro. It's amazing.
I was about to ask you about that because we talked a lot about your trip to Italy, but we didn't talk too much about Africa.
Yeah, Africa, like, man, it's the same thing. It fills my cup. Just being able to just spend time with the kids at the orphanage out there, and then being able to like just, I guess, serve, right, man. It's not. I think like what I love about it is just it's a simple life, right? Like you become very appreciative for what you have, like. People have nothing out there and they're just so happy and so joyful. And like, bro, I was filming in the, I was filming in the operating room and I got to get this freaking amazing, amazing, like completely organic video of this father and his mother who this kid, he was like, I think he was like just 22. He's studying to be a doctor, but he started getting a goiter on his neck. And so they like it's a kind of a stigma out there where like they think you are cursed or like, you know, something bad, like you're a disease or something. And so I just got the reaction of his dad was like, thank you so much, like oh, you guys are amazing for doing this, like giving everybody hugs, so happy. His mom was happy. And then he was just so thrilled. And I was just like, man, this is beautiful. Just this organic moment of seeing people like have something happen that they never expected to happen. And then being super appreciative. And they waited all day, all night. They're not like, hey, what time? Can we get in? Hurry up or anything like that. They're just patient. They just sit there and they're just grateful, man. There's just true gratitude.
Yeah, doctor's offices aren't like that in the U.S.
Nah, not at all.
You wait for an hour, you're getting cussed the fuck out.
Man, if I got to wait 2 minutes, I'm like, my appointment was this time. Why am I not back there? I should be back there right now.
You know, you made me feel better that I'm the same way, bro. I'm the same way. If you tell me to be here at 1, I'm here at 12:58, you know?
Yeah.
1 o'clock comes by, I start looking at the door, and then you call someone else? Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Man, you actually you would have liked Italy. I know you've been like, whatever. Bro, it was a very nice experience to like, one, I was there long enough to where I started selling into a life. I'd go to a coffee shop, I'd write every day. And then like, you know, the dude's like, you want your Hugo Spritz and your espresso? I'm like, yeah. He would just bring it to me at this point. Like, it became like, it's such a small town, you become like a local almost. Yeah. So it was really nice. But then like training jiu-jitsu, I think you would have had fun there too.
Probably would have. I always have fun training jiu-jitsu. Like since I got clear to come back, it's been a little, like I thought I was going to hit the ground running and be wanting to be in every time. But I was just caught up in different aspects in my life at the time. Yeah. That it's been hard to get the ball moving. But I'm sure I would have liked it. I always like to train. I hit up an open mat randomly out by my house.
Okay.
Empty as shit. Empty.
What is it?
Yeah, so I walked in. I didn't even change.
You know, as a good open mat is Ralph Gracie in Berkeley. They have a pretty solid open mat up there, up north. Mm. That's only where I've been training up in San Fran. Outside of that, okay.
That's not Gracie, is it? That's
yeah. I think it's Carlo Gracie's. I think it's Carlo Gracie's lineage.
Okay.
Carlos Gracie Jr. to be exact.
Okay, but are they like Gracie Bar or like Gracie?
No, I think they're they're green, not green, they're blue and black. I think they're like the, Henzo Gracie's logo. Maybe I'm wrong.
Henzo? I don't know. There's so many like different like avenues you can go in.
I'm about to pull it up right now just so I know for sure. But it definitely, yeah, here's their logo right there.
Okay, yeah, I don't know that one.
Yeah, so they have a pretty decent open mat. Not mad at it. Definitely enjoy getting out to different open mats, but there's no place like home. There's no place like home. Yeah. I think like the one of the biggest things of why I'm not training up there is just like it comes down to there's just all the gyms are very cult like, you know.
Wear our gis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or this garbage of like you gotta pay, there was one that I read and it was like your bill needs to be due on the 1st or the 15th and if not, like we're not prorating or something like this is all on their website. I'm like, this is way too much. Like, bro, let me sign up when I sign up and I'll leave when I leave, you know? They're like 6 months contracts and stuff like that. I'm like,
yeah, McDojos.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you guys are all about just getting money.
I don't know. I guess like people have their reasons for wanting to do that based off of shit that happened in the past, but it comes down to like your future students have to bear like have to suffer the fruit that you, like that it created. That, mm-hmm. That's not fair.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. I don't really like that. If they would have told me that, I probably would have never came back either. That or just told them, like, no, I'm playing.
So what are you beginning up to, man? What has been driving you these past few months?
In terms of, like, life or in terms of, like...
Life, man. Is what I mean?
Just getting back to what I knew to be normal, you know? Mm-hmm. So, a lot has fucking changed. I don't live in the same area. I don't even really technically live in like LA anymore.
Yeah.
So just kind of getting acclimated to new surroundings, new situations.
Can you tell the people where you live at? Or are you cool?
No, I don't really care. I moved out to like Azusa.
Okay.
And that's like right outside of LA County. Yeah. Or like right on the cutoff. And it's just a fucking mission. And like after work. So I'll get off of work at like 5:30, get home at like 6:15. By the time I shower and it's time to head out to jiu-jitsu, it's like 7. So it's been hard to like line the schedule up. But other than that, bro, it's just been getting life back to normal, getting back to what I see to be a joyful life training balance.
Yeah, I feel that. I'm hoping I can find the same for myself. Up in San Fran, but I'm not that hopeful. You know, I'm a little cynical.
What are you cynical about San Fran, though?
One, I hate the weather, bro. I like maybe it's just because it's just winter.
It's gloomy.
Like, It's gloomy AF, man, all the time. It's not my vibe. It's always foggy. I feel like it's cold all the time. I don't like that all the houses look exactly the same. Like, it looks like a big warehouse city to me. Like, they're all just these rectangle square houses, and they're like, they throw a splash of color in there just like to spice it up. But for the most part, it just looks like rows of warehouse houses.
I couldn't tell you. So I've never been to Bay Area. I've never been to San Fran. Mm-hmm. I couldn't say, you know. I do know that since I've been in California, I started off in San Diego. And as I move north, I'm just like, trash.
Yeah.
So I don't really know. I can't really judge that area.
I say the buck stops in L.A. for me. I feel like that's just the far north I want to be.
Even L.A., dude, not a fan.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying that. I'm saying
for me.
I feel like Long Beach is where it's at, if I'm being real with you.
I'm not going to lie. That's the cutoff before I'm starting. I'm just like, I don't really like this shit.
I think, you know, I because I grew up here and I'm so used to L.A., it's kind of like, okay, I know the dysfunction of this place. So I'm comfortable here. You know when you're comfortable in that dysfunction?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like when... So that's... Yeah, Coach got a coat on doors. What's up, man?
What's up? It's exclusive.
So if you train here, you got the code to get in the dough.
That's exclusive.
Yeah.
I fuck with it. Step your game up, no.
Nah, you know, shout out to Coach Al again for letting us shoot here. I think it's really like, we used to talk about me starting a school. I don't think I'm going to start a school anytime soon. If I do, it's probably going to be like an affiliate of someone because I just don't want all the headache and hassle.
What do you mean headache and hassle?
I mean, it's just, there's a lot more to running a school than I thought when I first originally got into this process. And I think where I'm at now, I just want things to be simple. And I feel like if you franchise off someone, they kind of give you the system, you kind of just follow their system, and you know, they allow you to move how you move, but they kind of give you a playbook, so to say.
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen different shit. Like, so in one of my first schools, there was a black belt. He'd come and like he'd come to class maybe like once or twice a week, mm-hmm. but he had like a team, and like the people he coached would sign up under our school, but they never really came or trained at our school. Mm. But they would like train out of his garage, and it was like five or six like kids that like from his neighborhood, and they used to do tournaments with us.
Okay,
but I don't think he charged them for tuition. I think he was just teaching the kids in his neighborhood. Like, and I don't think he ever called it a school. He called it his team.
Okay, copy.
So, like, I think there's different ways you can do it. It's just all about what your goal is, you know?
I think, honestly, I'm too all over the place. And I know, like, in order to teach somewhere, they're going to want you to be established. They're going to want you, like to be training there. Mm-hmm. On a regular basis and like really like invest in the gym, so to say. And I'm just not in a place where I can do that within school. I think we're a max 2 years in San Fran is kind of what I told my lady. That's the limit. I was like, I got 2 years. Can't do more than that. I hate this place. And then the guy GTFOH.
I feel it. But no, I don't know. I definitely get you. I've never been to San Fran. I only know what I've heard, mm-hmm. and never really heard anything that great. Even from my homie from San Fran. Shout out Teja if he watches this. But he was like, "No, San Fran's trash." And that was one of my favorite training partners out in Vegas. And he was like, "I go back to San Fran because my mom's in San Fran." Other than that, he's not fucking with it.
Man, I can't stop burping. I'm failing
it. It's that carbonated death.
It is.
I'm gonna stop and get one on.
Hey, you know what? It has 10 calories, and it has a bunch of vitamins, and it's natural caffeine. You know, shout out Ghost, come sponsor us.
You know what's crazy, bro? You got me into Ghost, and like weirdly enough, I don't know. Like whenever I drink, cause I'm a energy drink aficionado. If you haven't noticed,
yeah.
But like overall, my favorite's Red Bull, and I don't really stray from Red Bull because the other ones make me feel like give me like anxiety attacks. That one though, I've been picking it up more because it doesn't. Yeah. I just don't like in some flavors that it's like in your fucking you wanted sour apple. Well, you fucking got sour apple.
Yes, you're right. Look, I'm sticking with the classic black man Welch's grape soda. You know,
oh man,
that grape juice, bro.
I'm not a fan of grape. It reminds me of medicine. I'm one of those people that artificial grape reminds me of medicine. But they do have this like red strawberry one that I get all the time, and it's a Sour Patch, one of the Sour Patch.
Yeah, it's the red Sour Patch one, yeah.
And it's good, bro, but I forget and I take too big of a sip and it's like pow. It's like, yo, you forgot.
Y'all must have forgot that. Who is that? I can't think of his name. Roy Jones Jr. There we go. Y'all must have forgot.
Bro, speaking, we're just gonna jump into it. Yeah. Bro, Mayweather's grandson, the rapper NBA YoungBoy.
Yeah.
I think that baby's gonna be a menace, bro.
Why?
Cause Mayweather already posts like little videos of him and like his overloaded diaper throwing combos, dude. And like they don't look good because it's like a two like it's a baby.
Yeah.
But the technique is there.
Okay.
For a 2-year-old, I'll show you. Like buddy's turning the fist over with the jab. He's lying, like he's doing everything super slow, but he's doing it the right way.
Okay, yeah, that's gonna be dope then.
And I don't know if you know anything about NBA YoungBoy. He's a crash out.
I don't know anything about him.
In and out of jail for a reason. Menace. Okay. And then his mom, the baby's mom, stabbed NBA YoungBoy's ex-girlfriend. So I see the crash out in that little baby's eyes, bro. Boxing might be the boxing might be his only way.
Oh man, that's wild. Yeah, I didn't know about all that.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I don't know if that's the right transition, but what I want to talk today is about failures.
Bet.
Just want to talk to you about some of the failures you've had in your life and maybe how you've overcome them, whether that be on the mat or off the mat. Where do you stand on that?
Bro, just touching on, like, just to go back, like I said, bro, I thought after they cleared me to come back, I was going to hit the ground running. I wasn't going to be missing, like, classes. And when I get to class, don't get me wrong, like, I have a good time, you know what I mean? But the motivation, the want, the determination, the will, all the stuff that, like, all the stuff that you need to continue to go to jiu-jitsu, I've been struggling trying to get it back. And, like, it comes in waves. I'll go train every day for, like a week, 2 weeks, and then it'll just hit me, and I won't, like, it's a struggle to convince myself to go. So and to me, that's a failure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You said that's a failure for you right now?
Yeah.
So what are you doing to overcome that failure? Because I imagine a lot of people deal with that. I've dealt with it myself. Like even now, again, like I've only gone to the open mat, right? In a way, I'm failing myself by not going to jiu-jitsu every day when I'm not down here in L.A., you know?
Yeah. Right now, it's been a little tougher because, like I said, I've been busy with, like, just moving, life, work, and as things fall in order, for me, the best way to overcome it is to get my routine, start working out again, start getting into the gym, start moving my body the way I used to, and shout out Jess from Misfits. She was checking on me the other day because I hadn't been for, like, a week and a half. Mm-hmm. And, like, I know I got good people, like, trying to push me to get back out there. It's just a matter of, like, getting things in order. Well, you just have to get back to what's normal and what feels good to you. Because whenever you feel good, that's whenever you're going to put your best foot forward. You know?
Yeah.
You know, but we ain't ever left.
Nah. I'll say for me, man. You touched on it. It's just like getting back to what you do and what you do best. I think the struggle is always that mental game of it. That oh, I don't want to sit in this traffic. Oh, I don't want to do laundry. Oh man, I'm a little sore. And it's just like it just takes that one time or sometimes those three times in a row just to get the wheels turning again to overcome that, like that mental fatigue of that.
Yeah. It's funny because I think my first day back training for real, it felt weird, bro. It didn't feel good. Mm-hmm. And like even then, like the first month, you can ask anyone I was training with that I would tell them, like, my hand doesn't feel like my hand. Because the grip strength just isn't. It's just not fucking there. It's not there anymore.
Yeah.
And it climbs up and then fatigues quick. So I would just tell people, like, it doesn't feel like it's my hand. So, like, as I was training, I just noticed that naturally everything just shifted to the other side.
Yeah.
Like, whereas before I was pretty ambidextrous. Now, not at all.
You know, that is one place where I think I fail a lot is starting something new. And I think everyone experiences, especially I think, so right now I'm in this transition period in my game where I am trying to do all the things that I kind of threw away in a way.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll be proud of me, man. I've been getting that paper cutter choke. That's been I've been finding a little groove for that. And you mess up and you ghost on me and you let me get that grip in a gi, I'm gonna paper cut the crap out of you, bro. It's happening.
Yeah. Shout out Archie, bro. He loves that shit. That dirty bitch.
You know, I still ain't the only person I can't get with it right now is T. I can't get T with it. T is like, nah. I think Daniel did this weird little flip over on me one time, so I can't get Daniel either. But
he did a flip over.
Not a flip over, but like, you know, man, you know, my head position was wrong, and he's just a big, strong dude. Like he, I don't even
with the bread cutter.
No, the paper cutter. But like, no, like my head position was wrong. You know when you go under and you come yeah, around, yeah, right?
I call that the bread cutter.
Okay, bread cutter. But yeah, my head position was wrong, so he's able to kind of just turn to the side and push me off of him.
That's a tough motherfucker, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like I was like, that ain't happening right now.
Hey, some people just got it like that, dude.
We'll figure it out. Nah. I gotta be able to do it on everybody. I don't care how big you are.
I'm just saying, but some people just got that extra gear that, like, you're gonna have to try it again in a different way.
Yeah, and that's what this is funny. There was this black guy at an open mat I went to recently, and I was about to leave, man. And honestly, I didn't want to roll with him because when I was watching him roll, I was like, man, you are rolling so hard with everyone. But I was like, all right, whatever. You're a black dude. And there was only like three of us in the room. And I feel like I kind of have to show love. Like if you're going to ask me, whether you're trying to call me out or see whatever, it's like there's not too many of us in the game. So I gotta see what's up. So I was like, yeah, I'll roll with you. So I roll with him. And of course, he's as aggro as I thought he was, and just all strength. And a little, don't get me wrong, he had technique. But then it came down to the point, and he went under to the ghost. I was like, I'm a paper cut the crap out of you, bro. And I could tell that he did not want to tap. Like, he was one of those, like, he didn't want to tap. I was like, man, you don't tap, I'm going to put you to sleep. I don't care.
I'll tap before going to sleep at any point in time, bro. Any point in time, I'll tap and go on to the next round rather than go to sleep and possibly shit yourself.
Well, I'm on my solo leveling arc right now.
You've been watching it?
Man, did you watch this morning?
I did watch it. Oh, my goodness.
It's about to get more intense, bro.
Bro, the way they did everything, the way he decapitated that whole group of S-rank hunters.
Man, I like, here's the thing. The episode played out exactly how I thought it was going to play out. Like 100% to the T, how I predicted. It played out the way I thought it was going to play out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just waiting for Sung Juwon to to show up. That's what I'm waiting for.
At the end, whenever he said exchange, he's replacing himself with one of the shadows.
Yeah.
So he's
pulling. Spoiler alert, anyone who ain't watching, sorry, too late, too late.
Watching that, it's your fault. You had 15 minutes to watch at this point.
Man, I'm jumping off topic now. I got to circle back to the failure, because that was something about, you know what, real quick though. One failure that I am mad about, and you warned me about it, Attack on Titan. I'm in season 4, and I'm like, what the fudge is this crap, bro? I am like, I don't care about these Minivans or whatever the heck they call in this other country and giving this backstory for all these other I don't care. I was locked in on Eren, Mika's son, and their whole squad, and you just took me out of everything.
So what did you, what's the last, you have to keep, did you watch?
Man, they got me on, no, I'm on season 4, and they got.
What episode?
Like episode 5, 6, bro. And I'm still like, I can't, this is boring. I'm trying to.
I haven't finished Attack on Titan, but I would suggest to push through, because I was watching it week to week from the beginning, and then they kind of switched up on me, and I was like, nah. You have the ability to binge it, and you're already in it. I would just push through the bullshit, because I've heard the ending gets good again, but I'm just too far gone to where I'm just like,
I can't right now. It's my cardio show, so it's like
supposed, it has to motivate you.
It has to motivate me. It's so boring. It's just dialogue, I don't think I'm ever go back to it, man. I might just skip ahead to where I was looking, and I was like, man, it's like at least another 10 episodes until we get back to the people I care about.
Attack on Titan lost me, dude. Another one, Shangri-La Frontier. Mm-hmm. Gas. That one's gas, too. Buddy doesn't care about nothing but running the hands.
Yeah, you were telling me that. But then, back to Solo Leveling, right? You know, you just look at how much the main character just failed in the beginning. He was the weakest hunter.
Buddy failed for 3 episodes.
yeah, you know, he failed for 3 episodes. But what I'm saying is the whole backstory is like he failed. And he finally had to have that.
Yeah.
You know, don't get me wrong, something happened for him to come to that place of where I'm going to go after it. But
he did fail a lot, because in those first few episodes, they showed flashbacks of all the times he went to the hospital or got beat up or Yeah, so he definitely failed a lot, but.
And now we're looking at him like the hero. So I guess, like, what I want to say is just that, like, you know, failure isn't necessarily a bad thing. I think a lot of times we look at failure as this thing where it's like, oh, man, I suck, or I'll never get it, and I'll never get there. And especially when it comes to jiu-jitsu, you know, the paper cutter, for example, when I first tried that the first few times, I never thought I would ever get it, and now it's becoming a move that's kind of a staple in my arsenal, right?
Yeah, and it's just right there.
Yeah, it's right there. And it's a very powerful move, and I think, you know, you translate that from a paper cutter to a guard pass to just even setting up your frames and defenses. Anytime you're going to start a new thing in jiu-jitsu, you're going to fail at it. And it's only through the consistent failure will you actually get better.
Yeah, I agree. And that's kind of how I've been treating my return to jiu-jitsu. It's because I have flashes of what I was before. I'm just super fucking out of shape. And it's just, I know it's like that car that's, it's like that fucking 97 Chevy that you know it still runs. It's just a cold winter day and you got to crank that bitch a couple times.
Yeah.
And like, that's just kind of where I'm at right now, and I gotta fight and dig to get my way back. When there ain't nothing wrong with failure, it's all just a lesson. And I've always kind of believed that. And the funny thing is, I know how I am, and how you said earlier that you're in your Solo Leveling arc. Mm-hmm. My life has always gone through arcs. I have a big failure, kind of like this whole last year was for me, mm-hmm. and then the come up is always strong. So I'm just kind of waiting for the Chevy to turn over, bro.
Bro, last year was a failure for me. Like, I didn't win one competition. I got injured. I had to switch gyms. Like, we didn't do anything that we planned to do originally for the channel. Like, across the board, last year was a failure, bro. I wanted to quit so many times. Heck, man, like, I wanted to quit doing this show. Like, I sometimes, you know, like, how many times I tell you, it's like, man, I don't know, bro. I just want to quit. I'm done. But here we are. We're still here, you know? One of the hardest things for me is, like, I feel like I am failing at finding a gym up in San Francisco. Because the vibe and the atmosphere have been spoiled down here in SoCal. And I've had the privilege of going to so many gyms down here in SoCal that it's just like, take your pick of which ones that I think is good. And you just go there, you can learn and you can grow. One of the biggest things for me is, though, is like knowing I have bodies to train with. And knowing I have people that are ready to ride and just like, do battle. And sometimes you get some people who are like, that's a little too much, man. I don't need to ride that much. I'm still a hobbyist. You know, it's definitely,
bro. What? I'm the only hobbyist that comes on this show. I'm the only hobbyist who comes on this show, bro.
What?
Nah, I'm the only hobbyist. Yes, I'm the only, everyone here has everyone who's come on the show, including you, has a very like you compete, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How many times have you competed since the show has started?
Not enough. That, I guess that's true, yeah.
Zero.
Not enough, man. I'm still not gold. I'm still not number one. And a lot of that, I think I was talking with this with Casey last episode, is like, and you even told me this, is like, and my other coaches wanted me to be more aggressive, right? And more dominant. And for me, unless I feel that this other person can handle it, I can't do it. It's just not in me.
I'm not going to lie, man. And this is just because I said it last season on the show. Mm-hmm. I think the reason I'm not a competitor in jiu-jitsu is because I fed that monster a lot. Mm. In my younger years, college football, high school football, basketball, yeah. Jiu-jitsu earlier, whenever, like when I was younger, it's just not as prevalent to me. But the thing is, you have to fucking, like, to a certain degree, Casey's not lying to you, bro. Like, it's not your responsibility to know if he can handle it or not, especially in tournaments. It's not your responsibility. It's not your place. And because as a warrior, no warrior in history ever wants to say they lost to or they beat the person that took it easy on them because they didn't feel they could handle it, you know?
Yeah, no, and that's why I say I'm in my solo leveling arc, because I don't care now. Like, yeah. It's more, now it's different. Like, last year, I feel like that was my whole journey up until, I think, this new point of mine is just like, I don't care if you know jiu-jitsu. I don't care if I tap you out, you know, 5 or 6 times. If I don't tap you out, it's because I'm trying to work something else and you're giving me trouble somewhere else and I'm trying to fix that hole in my game. Outside of that, I'm looking to submit you every round, no matter what.
Yeah, you have to. I don't know. I watch you compete. I watch you go to a lot of tournaments, bro. And you're like teetering the edge. It's always second. You know what I mean?
I'm a Craig Jones, baby.
And that's really all it is, bro. Like you're just kind of, you like let your foot off the gas on people whenever you feel like they're like, oh, they're getting tired, or oh, their breathing's labored.
Fuck. Actually, no, bro. I hate that. Like okay, so there's, I don't want to say any names, but there's people that I train with. What I hate so much is like when they're on top, they're using all this pressure, all this strength. But the second I flip script on them and I get on top, they're like, I'm like, oh, where was that breathing 30 seconds ago when you were trying to fucking take my head off?
That's when you jump to high mountain, you whisper in their ear, like, it's time. It's time, brother. Yeah. It's time. Yeah, but no, it's funny because I feel like, I don't know. That's the last thing that I know I'm going to pick up is that killer instinct again. And I know you have it. You just refuse to pick it up sometimes, bro.
It's, I have it in competition for sure.
Armand!
Hey, easy with that. Nah. We choose love over here these days, bro. Uh-huh. We choose love over here.
We choose Arma. We choose love over here, bruh.
Man, you know, that whole situation at the end of the day.
Look, look. I don't feel like you've already apologized for it. The shit was funny. Like, there's nothing wrong with looking back. I look back on my past mistakes and think, yo, I was wild. That was hilarious. Shit was funny.
I could say it was possibly funny. I could say that. I just think that that switch, while I enjoy that switch, I don't want to relish in it too much at the end of the day. Oh, snap. Look who about to walk up in here.
My AKA boy.
Casey, what's up, fam? He on. I know, he cut man. His hair, right? He cut his hair,
hurt
right?
to see it, man. What's up, brother? That's the power,
how
man.
How you doing,
you still
man?
Look good.
We going to start over, man. I just felt like I was too old to only have, like, a mohawk and, like, the top of my head. Mm-hmm. And then whenever I put it up, it was straining the back so much that they were just thinning. So I was like, I might as well start over.
But you're not going to stop? You're going to keep going?
I'm probably going to start over later this year. I'm going to let it Brent Fayaz out for a couple months, you know, yeah. And then start. All
right, man, I'm with you.
Are you about to roll?
No.
Okay, I was saying, let me.
Tomorrow, I'm off, man.
What you mean? I heard, hey, bro, I heard you had a question for me, man.
Yes, hold on. Am I interrupted?
Not really. I don't even know what we were talking about now. You just, yeah, you can hop on, man. Look, you can just hop on here. Take the seat.
Can I just
here,
get behind? Yeah.
All
right. So I want to say it was the episode where y'all had Coach Eric on, and it was after the episode with me and Tion. And in that episode, we were talking about, like you were saying, like, oh, I'm older than you, or something. Somebody
I'm
said,
older than
you. No. I know it was something about like being like something having more time, right? And I said, well, time doesn't mean anything because I said you tapped out black belts, and he was like, well, no, that's not true. And so they're playing a different game. And then we had gotten to the whole conversation about black belts and like competitors and whatever, right? Well, the next episode, one of the first things that you said to Coach Eric was. The problem that I had with Casey was he was putting himself on the same level as black belts. And I was like, I never said that on there. And I mean, like, it was a thing of like, for me to say something like that means that I'm being like disrespectful, you know? And that's like, I've always said on almost every episode that I've been on, I'm like, oh man, I show the utmost respect. You know what I mean? What I feel like is something got kind of jumbled up because we have like our little thing where we go back and forth, right? And I probably haven't shown you the level of respect that you deserve, you know? And so that probably got kind of jumbled up in the crap talking or whatever, and that kind of led into the me not having respect for black belts because I think the exact words you used was like Casey, he's putting himself on the same level as black belts. And, like, I looked at that episode maybe, like, 10 or 20 times, man. And I couldn't find a place where I was, like, putting myself on the same level as it. That was the bone that I had to pick. Like, cause that hurt. That hurt, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, I don't know, man. Like I said, I always, like, I try to lead with respect. And I respect people, you know, like, especially their journey. You know what I mean?
Nah, so I do remember the comment. I didn't say it like that in order to like take a shot at you or to hurt your feelings, man. That wasn't my intention. I was just saying it because a lot of it was like taking like you were talking about how you tapped a black belt and the way you were saying it to me, it meant like you were coming off like you felt like because you tapped this black belt that you can just do it at any time, any facet, any walk of life taking into account what is he focusing on something, how is he treating, how does he view you, you know?
Yeah,
there's a lot of aspects that go into this sport.
Okay.
But I didn't mean it like you were being disrespectful. I meant it like you were putting yourself on the skill level of like with them because you're able to tap out some, you know?
Okay. I mean, look, That right there makes sense. Like I can understand that. But hold on. Do I have to be on their level to be able to tap a black belt.
Anyone can tap anyone in this sport. It really just comes down to, like, there's a lot of variables into it.
Yeah.
But like you said, I think, because I do remember the episode before it, our banter did get a little.
Hold on. Here's the thing, man. Like, I think it was a couple episodes before that where I was like, oh, man, I probably overstepped a little bit. Where I was like, what you sucking your teeth for?
And I was like, chip tooth?
Yeah. And I was thinking about that, like, I probably went too far. You got to push that green button right there, brother. And it's just push it open. The other one.
Push.
And now push the door. No. And push the door. Push it.
You got to push the door, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't go.
No. So I look back at that episode, I'm like, I probably went too far. Like, but it was like, I thought you were doing something that was completely off, man. But like I said, you can ask Jay, like you and Rico, the only ones that I have like the type of banter with, and I enjoy it, and I feel like we're kind of cut from the same thing, and we can have fun with it. You know what I mean?
No, it's all love. I never felt disrespected because I know I talk shit too, bro. And okay. Like, I don't talk shit to Eric on camera, but in the gym when I see Eric, I talk shit to Eric. I talk shit to Eric. I talk shit to Jimmy. So it wasn't like that, and I never felt disrespected, okay. And I didn't mean to for you to feel disrespected. You know,
I appreciate it, man. Yes, man. Thank you. In my head, this was going to go a completely different way. Let's hit the mats. All right, fellas, sorry for interrupting.
No, you good, bro.
Hey, this is your show too, brother.
I know you always welcome, bro. Surprise guest, everybody.
That's my dog.
I know. I don't even know what the fuck we're talking about. Solo leveling, choking people out, and just messing dudes up. That's
you know what,
thing.
Dude? Seeing Ross got my fire going, bro. So I'm about to. As soon as we start training again, I'm gonna start ripping heads off like the king ant did in solo leveling.
Why my lady texted me? She was like, "Why he gotta be a black ant?"
I was smoking and they said that, and the way he said it, a black ant, I was like, why you gotta say it like
easy that? With that, bro, easy.
Yeah, it was the hard B. I was like, you're tripping.
Yeah. Man, we're pretty much at that time where we should probably wrap up. Yeah, man. Do you have anything you want to talk about before we get off though?
I do, man. It's good to see you.
You too.
It's
you
good
too.
To be back in this environment, you know. And it's good to see y'all again, you know.
Yeah, man. Hopefully, I'm trying to keep it to where we never leave again. Never. Ever.
We just have to figure it out. But I will have to say some of these might have to figure some of these digital ones out because the drive was a bitch, bro.
Yeah.
Drive was a bitch.
Yeah, and even if there's only one other location we could do it at, the drive's gonna be the same drive.
Yeah. We'll figure something out.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Anyways, DJ. You wanna sign us off, bro?
It's been a while. Like, comment, subscribe, and if you're looking for the smoke,
pull up at Forge. We got all the smoke for you here, yo.
Well, I won't be at Forge. I'll more than likely be at Misfit. So pull up at either one.
If it ain't me, somebody here got some smoke for you.
And I'm back. I got you. You know, just every other round until my gas tank gets back.
All right, y'all. Thank you guys for tapping in. Y'all stay blessed.